Thank you, Charlie. And now a few more local news stories.
Take That have ramped it up a gear for their latest tour, celebrating the band's 30th anniversary with Harley-Davidson motorbikes and even an appearance from Lulu. The energetic trio prove they are the coolest middle-aged men in pop as they performed at Carrow Road with extravagant staging, including a giant sphere, which recreates the Odyssey album artwork. Their latest album is an anthology of their chart-topping hits, and the new 52-date tour mirrors the set list. The show began with the Triumph Greatest Day as Gary Barlow, Mark Owen and Howard Donald appeared out of the glittering globe, which transforms throughout the show. The crowd went wild from the second they appeared on stage, and their energy never faltered throughout the gig. The thing that has cemented the group's success over the last three decades is their relationship with their fans. On their last visit to Carrow Road in 2017, they performed songs mainly from the Wonderland album, but this time around everyone in the audience knew all the songs from Floor Filler, Could It Be the Magic, released in 1992, to 2014 hit Those Days, which turned the stadium into a giant disco. There was a perfect mix of nostalgia and newer hits, such as the uplifting Everlasting, which is being performed for the first time on this tour. Fans also had plenty to shout about when pop royalty Lulu joined the lads on stage for a cameo during Relight My Fire, and their cover of the Bee Gees' How Deep Is Your Love featured footage of Barry Gibb. The concert proved that Take That are still at the top of their game, and they get even better with every tour. The patience of Norfolk fans since their last visit definitely paid off, and here is hoping they make a return to the city for the third time.
A Mediterranean diet packed with fresh fruit and vegetables, oily fish and whole grains has long been touted as one of the healthiest to follow. Now, the University of East Anglia, UEA, is investigating another possible benefit of this sun-kissed diet: reduced dementia risk. Researchers at the university are launching a new study, the first of its kind in the UK, to see whether following the diet and being more active could help improve brain function and decrease the risk of developing the degenerative disease. A Mediterranean-style diet is rich in fruit, vegetables, nuts and legumes, whole grain cereals, fish and olive oil, with limited intake of dairy foods, red meat and confectionery. Red wine is the typical alcoholic beverage and is consumed with meals. Lead researcher Professor Anne-Marie Minihan from the Norwich Medical School said scientists have identified that following the diet and taking regular exercise could improve cognition and lower dementia risk, but that more evidence was needed from human studies. There are 850,000 people living with dementia in the UK, with this number set to soar to over 2 million by 2050. The Mediterranean Diet, Exercise and Dementia Risk Reduction Programme, MEDEX/UK, is a collaborative project between UEA and the universities of Newcastle, Birmingham, Aberdeen and Cambridge.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. Please remember, also included this week is your EDP Norfolk memory stick.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine.